You know, it's a pleasure to see two people here, not only the coaches, Sean, and the administration, but both Josh and Bobby Babbage. I had the opportunity to coach Bobby at North Dakota State many years ago, and it's been heartwarming to see those two guys grow. And I have noticed a particular difference with Josh the last 2 years, studying him from afar, listening to how he processes some things. And it does not surprise me, his success. I can tell you the Bills did much more an evaluation on who he was as a person than anybody else in the league at that time. And there were five quarterbacks that were coming out. So these men here got it figured out. And so I'll spend a little time with him afterwards. We have shared some common stories that Josh still has an S on his chest, and I could probably share some of those things, but I'm probably not going to right now. So that being said, does anybody have any questions?
So you said it doesn't surprise you. Does anything surprise you about his success?
You know, the big million-dollar question was he going to be able to refine his skills for consistency? You know, he always had the ability to do physical things that, and I had coached against Peyton Manning and a whole bunch of them. He was more gifted than anybody else, but that talent, could he refine it to really accomplish the things he's done in this league? I felt like he could do that, but that was going to be the question mark, and he certainly answered the bell.
What do you think about how many interviews he's done over the years since leaving Wyoming? He finds a way to mention not having any offers in almost every interview he does. What back then made you confident in handing him that?
Well, you know, what we had done, when I was at North Dakota State, we had recruited Carson Wentz, and NDSU had a couple other quarterbacks that have done well. Josh was a competitive three-sport player. His family was very competitive, and, you know, now he grew a little bit after we got him, but that competitive nature came through. And one of the things that Sean and I were talking about was, you know, your instincts as a head coach, you know, sometimes they can really be helpful, sometimes they can be not beneficial, but my instincts said that there was greatness to him. And it was going to take a little bit to develop, and he certainly did.
Why is that? What is it about Josh that has allowed him to go from a very polarizing draft prospect to where he is today as the NFL MVP?
Well, I think his character, and I know that gets to be overused, but I think a character, because he had the ability, and a lot of guys are going to come in the league with that kind of character, but to stay grounded and to continue to have a mark to hold himself to a higher standard. And then the other thing I think that really separates him is his ability to engage with others. Football is the ultimate team sport. And for him to be able to lift those around him at a higher level, I think beyond his physical abilities, what separates him.
Imagine the S on his chest. Did you teach him how to slide at all? Did you work with that at all in college?
Sean and I were talking. I cannot tell you how many times I talked to him about those things. And when I was talking to Sean in the gym, I go, I got some stories. Go, oh, we know where this is going. I think they've worked that out of him a little bit, but I cringe when I see him jump over a guy or something, like just maybe slide. I think that's part of his greatness. So
you say nothing about his success surprises you, but to be out here, NFL MVP, see the career that he's had, what does that mean to you, a guy that you believed in all along?
Yeah, you know what? First of all, I want to say thanks to the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills did a marvelous job of grooming him. Also, kudos to his parents. I don't know if you know his parents. I got married. I don't know his wife, but... you know, I think that's been good for him. You know, just his maturity level, continuing to have a high mark and taking ownership of himself. Sometimes I'll sit by my fire and have a whiskey and sometimes think, though, that's the MVP of the National Football League. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that standard that he has, that desire to just keep getting better year in and year out, how did that show itself in the recruiting process? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how much did that sort of develop as he was, you know, in your program?
Well, that I don't want to say that developed, because that competitive nature, the very first game he played, we were bad. I mean, we had success at the previous school, but and I want to say the first drive he goes down, leads us to a touchdown, and then the next drive he takes off, and he's running in, he's standing straight up and takes a hit, and, you know, he's done for the year. Surprisingly, though, that injury, we were able to redshirt him, and then he was able to start coming back and throwing on the scout team. I started to hear the ball, not just see it. I hear it. And then just his understanding and improving, and that internal mechanism to always want more. I got to be better. I got to be better. You know, that's still here. And, you know, to get to that MVP level, I mean, you're talking about the separation like that, and he's been able to accomplish that.
What was Bobby like as a player?
Bobby, great. Bobby, we took him from a corner. He was not a lockdown corner. Made him a nickel, but I can tell you this, Bobby knew what all 11 players did on defense. And, you know, I worked with his dad too, Bob, and Bobby was a coach's kid, but his intellectual ability and understanding football was unique. And it does not surprise me to see how he's done so well as a DC.
He's pretty fiery out here with his guys. Was he fiery as a player?
He certainly was.
Yeah.
He was a character. One time he came back and he was sitting down, and his mom had gotten him red contacts. I'm like, what the hell are you for? Red contacts? And he was chippy and competitive. You know, I was telling Sean, I mean, I bet he ran maybe I'm going to make him mad. Maybe he ran 4.8, but he felt like he was 4.4, which was good and bad. So.
And real quick, Josh going into the Hall of Fame, I believe,
yes.
At Wyoming. Yeah. You know, how special is that, and what's that going to be like for you?
He transformed the state. You know, Wyoming had enjoyed a proud history of great football way, way back, but we had fallen on hard times. And he made people in the state proud, and gave them a real sense of, you know, what we can accomplish a lot. And so for him to be inducted in the Hall of Fame is certainly right, and I'm happy for him.